KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Bureau of Prisons says all federal inmates who were held in private prisons are now in federal prisons. Last year, President Biden signed an executive order directing the Bureau to move the inmates back to federal facilities and called it the first step to stop corporations from profiting off of incarceration that is less humane and less safe. President Biden is approving a bill to prevent what has been described by some as a potentially catastrophic railroad strike. The measure forces a deal between freight railroads and their unions, averting a shutdown. Biden said some 750,000 Americans would have been put out of work within the first 2 weeks of a shutdown. A Savannah, Georgia man, 42-year-old Jimmy Pays, has been charged with aggravated assault and aggravated battery for shooting a white teenager who was at his door campaigning for U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock's hometown is Savannah. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Stonefire Grill's easy-to-order takeout holiday favorites bundle makes your holiday a breeze. It includes tri-tip boneless chicken breast, garlic mashed potatoes, barbecue chop salad, corn on the cob, and fresh baked breadsticks. The holiday favorites bundle for 10 or more at stonefiregrill.com.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those subjects that don't get talked about enough in Black households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it, and we also provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early on a Saturday morning catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, our word for the week from Sister Nawili is life has no remote. Get up and change yourself. You hear that? Self-change is all that counts. So tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, and UrbanFamilyFocus.com. Leave us a word of something you want us to talk about, and let us know how we're doing. We've got a lot to talk about here on 1580 Talk, on KBLA Talk 1580, and today we're talking about the multidimensional you. We're interviewing the godmother of authenticity, Miss Norma Hollis. Norma is an international speaker, executive coach, authenticity expert, and change agent. She is also the author of Blueprint for Engagement, Authentic Leadership, 10 Steps to Authenticity, and the Process of Becoming a Professional Speaker. Norma operates a successful coaching company and integrates her experiences into products and services that help you live a more authentic life and teach others to do the same. Her latest program helps us to discover and demonstrate the many natural gifts and talents that we're endowed with. resulting in a fulfilling and meaningful life expression. Norma, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Well, Reverend Gerald Smith, thank you so much for having me here. It is a delight to see you again.
You know, speaking of seeing you again, I was thinking about it. I said, I've known Norma for at least 30 years.
It's been a while.
You know, we go all the way back to, what, the Mariah Institute.
Yes.
With Brother Dr. Coco Welton, who listens, by the way.
Hey, so Coco. Hope you're listening.
Give him a shout out. Maybe he'll call us and say something.
Yeah, that
to
would
us
be nice.
A little later on. But, you know, give us a little bit about the progress that you've made in discovering your authentic self and when it began and where it is today.
Well, the beginning part that I talk about to most audiences was when I was 28. And that was when I realized that, you know, I had done everything my parents had said do. You know, they raised me how they thought would be safe for a black girl in America. And that would be married to a man who had a good job, having a car and a good job myself and money in the bank and a house and all those things. And we had all of that. And I was 28 and I realized I was miserable because I had become my parents' version of who they thought I should be. And mm-hmm. I didn't know who I was.
Right.
And that's when I realized, you know, I'm going to take some time and figure out who I am because I don't know what to do with myself because, you know, when I was a kid and people would ask you, you know, what are you going to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. And my answer was, people always say, you know, they say something. My right. answer was always, I don't know. God hasn't told me yet.
Right.
So anyway, at 28, I still didn't know. Mm-hmm. God hadn't told me yet. I said, let me just stop and go figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with myself and who I am. I didn't know it would take 30 years. Actually, it took 40 years.
40 years.
It took 30 years of researching. Mm-hmm. Self, or I researched human nature from personal, professional, and spiritual perspectives. Mm-hmm. And then when I finished, I had written all these books. I had written 9 books on the different dimensions that I found in myself. Mm-hmm. I found energies in myself that I didn't recognize. And so right. what I did is I identified each one with a different animal.
Right.
Because I knew animal energies. Mm-hmm. And then I spent 30 years putting it together and understanding what it was and came up with something that was phenomenal. Then I spent 12 years figuring out, so what does it do?
Right.
Now that I got it, it was kind of downloaded on me. I didn't seek mm-hmm. out to say, I'm going to do this. It just is what, it's the way it evolved. And so I found out later that I have this phenomenal system. I went around the country and did it with different people and shared mm-hmm. it with people and found out that it really impacted them, that the way I saw myself is other people see themselves as well.
Exactly.
So I've just been growing into that, you know, over the years. And now with the knowledge I've gained most recently, I realize that, you know, all of us have these 9 dimensions. These mm-hmm. all of us have all these energies within us. We're all multidimensional. We're right. not. We don't always see ourselves that way. And I think we do ourselves a disservice by seeing how deep and how multidimensional we are. Mm-hmm. So my role now is to help people see their authenticity as a multidimensional aspect
right.
and help them to identify these dimensions within them and use them in a way that's going to be most effective for them and for life itself.
Right. Now, you mentioned identifying it with animals because you knew their nature. What are some of the animals that you...
Well, I had an owl. That's my intuition, the mm-hmm. one that received information. I had a panther. That was my value, my integrity. My degree was in child and family life sciences, and mm-hmm. I was really adamant about how we treat children. Mm-hmm. So my panther came out on that.
Right.
I had a snail in my inspiration because my inspiration is long term. It's not
right.
like this motivational hit and miss and it's gone.
Exactly.
But it's more long term. I had a thoroughbred as my gifts and talents that I got mm-hmm. from my parents that I use. Oh, let's see, who else did I have in there? I had a tarantula.
Ah, most people are scared of those.
But the tarantula from the standpoint that it had all the legs
mm-hmm.
and all the arms that can reach out and be and,
exactly.
and touch.
Tentacles. You know? Yes.
Tentacles, uh-huh. yes, to reach out and touch. And let's see, I had a rabbit mm-hmm. because I changed jobs a lot. I never stayed on any one job a long time. I was just, you know, hopping from here to here. And that got me a lot of skills. You know, a lot of people say stay on a job 30 years. Of course, now it's not like that. It was when we were kids.
Our parents used to tell us, finally get one of them good government jobs. And stay there until you can retire and get that pension. And, you know, you had it made at that point.
Well, mine was be a teacher because if your husband leaves you, you always got some place to make some money.
There
so, you know, but all parents had their way of looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some of the energies. It was high energies in some and very slow energies in others. But mm-hmm. I was able to differentiate them from different sources. And I saw one source of energies as my inner voice.
Right.
And one source as my outer voice, how people perceive me.
Mm-hmm.
And one source as my expressive voice, which is who I have become in the world and how I live my life day to day.
Right. Well, Nora, I was in one of your classes years ago. A student, and I'm looking forward to having my second class today.
Okay.
We're going to continue with Norma Hollis, Authenticity, the godmother of authenticity, I should say, when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Ho, ho, ho.
KBLA Talk 1580 wishes you a happy holiday and wants to bless you with one night only. A Wonder Winter's Night presented by Stevie Wonder's House Full of Toys Benefit Concert. Saturday, December 17th at Microsoft Theater. Download the KBLA Talk 1580.com mobile app to enter to win a pair of tickets. This has been a community call to action brought to you by KBLA Talk 1580.
At Cedars-Sinai, we're honored to be named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation in U.S. News & World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll. We're also proud to be named number one in six specialties in Los Angeles. Thank you to our physicians, nurses, academic leaders, and thousands of other team members who bring their best to Cedars-Sinai every day. Learn more about our top-ranked care at cedars-sinai.org.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation with Norma Hollis, who is the godmother of authenticity. And we're talking about the multidimensional you. And before we get back to our conversation, I want to let all of you know about our community call to action from KVLA Talk 1580. And if you would like to be a vendor for our Welcome Home Mayor-elect Karen Bass, yay, event in historic Leimert Park on Saturday, December 10th, please email us at info@smileyaudiomedia.com, and we will get you all the details that you need. That's info@smileyaudiomedia.com for all the info you need on how to join us as a vendor at our Welcome Home Mayor-elect Karen Bass event Saturday, December 10th, right here in Leimert Park. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. So, Norma, I talked about how I was in your class, and I was thinking about why I even went to your class, and one of the reasons was because I was just getting started in public speaking and ministry, and I know you had a class where you trained people on how to become a public speaker along with being authentic while you're doing it.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
That's where it started. So tell us just a little bit about that public speaking training. I know you're still doing it, but that was your genesis for me anyway.
Yeah, well, actually, I owned a speaker bureau. Uh-huh. I was the first black woman to own a speaker bureau for black speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really got me started in business and in the community and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an opportunity to help speakers, particularly black speakers, get their message out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always had, as many of you and many others, that Dr. King type spirit, you
right.
know? And I started the Bureau. One of my bylines was, you know, they can't kill all of us,
mm-hmm.
but if we get the message out collectively,
right.
you know, that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really, that was a time when the internet was just getting started. So I was really fortunate to have that because I got known online
mm-hmm.
all across the United States. And when I said that I tested my program, when I finished writing it, I went from state to state, people mm-hmm. who had already on my list, and they hosted me, and I shared my authenticity all around the country.
Right.
And that's where I got the confirmation of what I had and what I could do with it.
Absolutely.
So it was like the genesis of my beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I still do work with speakers.
Right.
I don't always help you find I do help you find your own career,
mm-hmm.
help you find your authenticity. A lot of people decide to be a speaker after they've been on corporate or someplace else for 10 or 20, 30
right.
years,
mm-hmm.
and they come to me and they say, I've lost myself. I can't find myself anymore. I had to be the person they wanted me to be.
Exactly.
And that is what happens. But you learn so much. You have so much experience and you gain so much expertise while you're in the work world. And it makes sense to leverage that as a professional speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I help people with that.
That's yeah. great. That's fantastic. So, you know, our subject today is the multidimensional me. So the first question I want to ask you is, and again, this is my class I'm taking right now.
Okay.
What is the multidimensional me?
That is the you that recognizes the many sides of you. Now, so mm-hmm. if you look at society as a whole, society will have you believe that you are strictly a three-dimensional person, meaning your only concern and only thing that counts is whether you're healthy or not, who you are around, and how much money you have. And that's what is ground into us, you know, very early in life. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we believe. But in reality, I found at least nine dimensions mm-hmm. that we have. And so this is a progressive show. And you talk about scientific and spiritual information. So we are expanding from a 3D world to a 5D world. So what does that mean? 3D is a lower level where you only believe in things you can see and touch. And that's what the world will make you believe is all that exists. Those of us who are spiritual are mostly 4D, because 4D means that you not only believe in what you see and touch, you also believe in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some place where people go that's beyond the real.
Something beyond this expression
mm-hmm. that you can't see.
Right.
And then 5D, which you remember the fifth dimension and
mm-hmm.
the age of Aquarius.
Right, right.
So we're moving as a society, as a planet, to 5D, which means that some people can see some of these what I call unseen supporters that are around us,
mm-hmm.
that surround us. We
mm-hmm.
call it Holy Spirit. We call it ancestors. We have
right.
many names for it.
Right.
But whatever, I call them unseen supporters because everybody kind of recognize them
mm-hmm.
because they come through your inner voice and they talk
right.
to you all the time.
Uh-huh.
So it's helping people to understand all the things that we are. And when I started this research many years ago, a few decades ago, and I looked at other people, most people only had the two areas, the inner voice and the outer voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finished my research, I said, but there's more to me than that. There's also
right.
who I am every day and how I express myself and what I do in the world. And that's the expressive voice. And so each of my voices have three parts to them. So that brings it to nine dimensions. So nine times three. Three is three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Three times three is nine.
Right,
so
exactly.
My math is right on the Saturday morning.
That's okay. I went to one of those schools, too. I can't count either.
So I have identified at least nine different energies
mm-hmm.
that we all have. And it's been validated by the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that I've trained and talked to and met with and researched with over the last four decades.
Mm-hmm. So all of that is within me.
That and more.
Because I do believe that this thing never ends.
I
tell people all the time, when you look into a Hubble telescope, and now they got this new telescope that they can see billions and billions and billions of light years
right.
away,
right.
you know, and here we are on this little tiny planet.
thinking that we're all that,
and a bag of chips, and nothing beyond this, and you know, which is the reason why we have so much trauma, and you know, about holding on to this little thing we call life, when life is much so much bigger and so much more expansive than what we see, feel, and touch, as you say. I believe that wholeheartedly. So. As Coco used to say, this thing is big.
Well, you know, it's like years ago, decades, centuries ago, we thought the earth was flat. Mm-hmm. And if you go too far, you'll fall off.
Well, what's that basketball player name? He still thinks it's flat. Kyrie Irving?
I have heard that. Yeah. But and now we know that there's not only more planets, there's more universe, there's more galaxies. Mm-hmm. It's huger. Mm-hmm. And so one of my students has been with me a dozen years. Mm-hmm. And her comment is always, the more I get into authenticity, the deeper it gets. Mm-hmm. But so we don't know the depths of who we are as human beings yet.
Right.
We're still, you know, the consciousness is the new frontier. Mm-hmm. That's what we're beginning to explore. Mm-hmm. And so I'm laying a foundation for people to understand, and energy, because the only time we talk about energy as a society is during the Olympics, human mm-hmm. energy,
right.
human spirit. Mm-hmm. But it's with us all the time.
Right.
And from my perspective, that's the side of ourself that the powers that don't want us to be would want to strip us from. Mm-hmm. It's the 0.1% of us, 0.01% of us that's different from everybody else.
Right.
And that's your authenticity. Mm-hmm. So it's how you express it and bring it out in the world that makes you unique and different and really gives you more meaningful and fulfillment and just contentment mm-hmm. in life. People are not content. You know, 4.5 million people are leaving corporate jobs every month.
Mm.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are leaving because it's not satisfying. Companies are saying, I'll pay you more. They're saying that doesn't fill the spot in me that's empty.
Right.
And the emptiness is that connection, mm-hmm. that knowing who I am, knowing what I can do, how I can be in the world and offer more to the world. And everybody seems to feel that in one way or another.
Yeah. And it has value. I can speak personally from being one of those who, I'll use the word, walked away from one of those good corporate mm-hmm. Positions to mm-hmm. start my own mm-hmm. Marketing advertising firm. And I'd be lying if I said that I made half the money mm-hmm. during those years mm-hmm. being in business for myself as I made in corporate America. But was I happier? Yes. Was my life more fulfilling? Yes. And was I able to maintain and in some cases even grow what I already had?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I was able to do it because the energy
right.
came from being, you know, able to express myself and, mm-hmm. and work with the people I wanted to work with
right.
and help small businesses in the community get going and a few large businesses too. Mm-hmm. And that panic that I felt when I left corporate America, and when I say panic,
yeah.
I panicked.
I remember.
You remember that? You
yes,
remember that? I stood on that corner and almost lost it.
Yeah.
Lost it. I said, oh, what have I done? I had just gotten married. Mm-hmm. I said, I walked away from this big corporate job. I, you know, what, mm-hmm. you know, what if I
what
failed?
What was I thinking?
Yeah, what was I thinking? And this man, I was standing on the corner. And I like telling this story because it's changed my life.
I haven't heard this one.
Yeah. I'm standing on the corner. I hear this voice talking about voices, talking about grandma's hand, you know, said, good morning. How are you? Isn't this a wonderful day? And I'm looking around, Norma. I see no one. But the voice was clear, but I didn't see anybody.
Love it.
I heard it the second time. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to really trip a little bit. I'm like, what's going on here? So I hear this voice the third time. It says, good morning. How are you? Isn't this a wonderful day? Now it was closer so I could identify where it was coming from. And I'm looking out uh-huh. when I should have been looking down. I look down and there's this man who had somehow had lost his legs. Mm-hmm. So he had like this leather thing wrapped around his torso. Mm-hmm. And he had what looked like boxing gloves on his hands. Mm-hmm. And he was sliding down the street. And how an ape pulls himself forward. Mm-hmm. He was sliding down the street. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't see him.
Yeah.
And he got up to me, looked up at me, and said, good morning. How are you? Isn't this a wonderful day?
Wow.
And right then I said, now this man has no legs, pulling himself down the street with his hands mm-hmm. and as happy as he can be. Encouraging me, and I'm getting ready to walk from a six-figure job with a sport car in the parking lot, and I have the nerve to be scared. Changed my life forever.
Wonderful.
So speaking Wonderful. To, you know, doing that special something that God gives you and only you to do, I knew right then. what was ahead of me.
That stripped from us so early. You know, my degree and my first career was directing Head Start programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a chance to see these kids come into the classroom just happy. And the teachers say, go wherever you want in the classroom. Whether you want to go to the jungle gym or the finger paint or the music or whatever. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that and love it. Then they get home and they start to sing or beat the drums because they like sound.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and daddy says, you're making too much noise.
Right, right.
Be quiet. Mm-hmm. Go watch TV and don't do that. And the kids, you start cowering away from mm-hmm. who you are, who mm-hmm. you were meant to be, and the gifts and talents you were born with.
Right.
And then you get in kindergarten and first grade, and it's not go play where you want. It's sit in your chair and fold your arms mm-hmm. and wait till I tell you to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people that oftentimes end up in the cubicles decades later
mm-hmm.
and don't realize they stay in that third dimension. This is all I can do and be.
Right.
They have stripped me of my authenticity,
mm-hmm.
and I can't find it. And that's what happens. And they stay in the 3D that if you can't see and touch it, it mm-hmm. does not exist.
Right.
But there's so much to life.
There is.
So much more to life.
There is. And I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. There's nothing wrong with a good corporate job.
No, exactly.
It has
its place.
Yeah, I have some friends who've done extremely well in corporate America.
Right.
And while they were in corporate America, this one friend, I'm going to call his name. He might get mad at me, but his name is Ken Bentley. He was at Nestle. Ken had a great job at Nestle. But he wove into his job using the Nestle products to write children's books, a way of communicating with children about the very thing that you're talking about.
Wonderful.
How to be yourself, how to express yourself.
Yes.
And I just thought that was just a magnificent thing. So he was able to take his corporate position and use it for the purpose that God gave him. And he's mm-hmm. still doing great work, mm-hmm. you know, even though he's retired now. But that's an example of how you can be in corporate America and still tap into those other dimensions that you have within you.
It's a wise way to do it,
yeah.
too, because
mm-hmm.
I found a lot of people have done that. They have saved that corporate money
mm-hmm.
so that they could go out and do their thing. And
exactly.
so that's good advice to those of you who are young and still in corporate America, but you know it's not quite hidden. It's not fitting your needs. Just go keep the job as long as you can, save mm-hmm. your money, and be listening to what it is you can do for the world.
Right. I tell people, I say, as long as they write you those big checks, take them.
Take them.
But that doesn't mean you can't start something else
yeah.
or become involved in something else on your spare time. You just got to do a little bit better time management and not get so caught up. I tell my daughter who's doing well in corporate America, you know, don't fall in love with them.
Yeah, or the money.
Yeah, or the money, because mm-hmm. they love what you do,
right?
But they don't necessarily love you.
Right. But maintain the relationship, because mm-hmm. you can leverage it later. Once mm-hmm. you start your business, you might leverage it by doing business with the very company that you were working with.
I did that.
Yes,
I did that.
That was wise,
yes,
yeah.
I did that. So, authenticity.
Yes.
That was our genesis.
Yes.
Multidimensional you. Mm-hmm. How do those two things tie together?
Well, if you're being authentic, you're being multidimensional. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at yourself as a single focus, as a single solitary person with nothing more than what you can feel in touch with, and you don't recognize and respect the voice that's within you, you're shortchanging yourself. If you don't recognize your natural gifts and talents, we're all born with gifts and talents, whether we choose to use them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there for you for a reason to use for what it is you're here on the planet to do. I know when we were kids, they used to tell us, you know, your gifts and talents are just, you don't get money from your gifts and talents, but they're given to you because the architect, the creator, the one who got you here
mm-hmm.
has plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
And how else will you use those plans and those accept through the gifts you were given?
Right.
So, you know, there's so many different parts to us, and we just roll them into just one, but if we separate them out. And what happens is the parts get separated.
Mm-hmm.
They get separated very early in life. Mine got separated when I was 8 and had traumatic earaches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pain and the confusion separates you. So we spend the rest of our lives trying to put ourselves back together again. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to shortchange, that understanding of the separation of yourself and recognizing the parts and put them together so that they're aligned and all going in the same path together.
Mm-hmm. And you have to stay open to listening to that voice, listening to those ancestors who are speaking to you, as you refer to.
Right, the Holy Spirit, whatever you call it.
Holy Spirit, whatever you, because, you know, being in the ministry now, that's something that if you had talked to me when I was 25, 26, or 30, you got to be out your mind.
There's no reason, no way,
you know. But now that I'm there, mm-hmm. I can think back to all those times driving to Cal Poly Pomona on the freeway, mm-hmm. talking to myself mm-hmm. about whatever the topic was, whatever I was thinking. And now I realize I was giving a sermon to myself.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
And I was always that guy that could help everybody else with their problems, even in high school. They called me Mr. Wizard. Twizzle, here come Mr. Wizard. He got the answer, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I realized all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we're here and we're going to continue this conversation with Norma Hollis on Multidimensional You here on KVLA Talk 1580.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Bureau of Prisons says all federal inmates who were held in private prisons are now in federal prisons. Last year, President Biden signed an executive order directing the Bureau to move the inmates back to federal facilities and called it the first step to stop corporations from profiting off of incarceration that is less humane and less safe. President Biden is approving a bill to prevent what has been described by some as a potentially catastrophic railroad strike. The measure forces a deal between freight railroads and their unions, averting a shutdown. Biden said some 750,000 Americans would have been put out of work within the first 2 weeks of a shutdown. A Savannah, Georgia man, 42-year-old Jimmy Pays, has been charged with aggravated assault and aggravated battery for shooting a white teenager who was at his door campaigning for U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock's hometown is Savannah. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Stonefire Grill's easy-to-order takeout holiday favorites bundle makes your holiday a breeze. It includes tri-tip boneless chicken breast, garlic mashed potatoes, barbecue chop salad, corn on the cob, and fresh baked breadsticks. The holiday favorites bundle for 10 or more at stonefiregrill.com.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk 1580.
On Saturday, December 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., come out and enjoy a free community health fair, co-sponsored by Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Health Ministry and the Central Neighborhood Health Foundation. The fair will be held on the church grounds at 2009 West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, with free health screenings, refreshments, jumpers for the kids, a visit from Santa, entertainment with a DJ, free food giveaway for the first 100 people who attend, as well as raffles and other prizes. There will also be open enrollment, health insurance representatives present. Attendees can get free blood pressure, glucose, HIV and STD testing, a dental screening, fluoride varnish, COVID testing, vaccines and boosters. Flu shots will also be offered. Housing navigation, mental health support, and education services will be available. Don't miss this free community health fair. Tell somebody and receive the gift of preventative health services this season. See you all on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2009 West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Congratulations to Trinity Unlimited Child Care for being KBLA Talk 1580's Office of the Week. Enter your business today in the KBLA app or KBLA1580.com for the Office of the Week. Congratulations to Trinity Unlimited Child Care.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you when we fight, we win. Asian Americans Advancing Justice is the nation's largest legal and civil rights organization for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. Founded in 1983 as the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, Advancing Justice LA serves more than 15,000 individuals and organizations every year. Their mission is to advocate for civil rights, provide legal services and education, and build coalitions to positively influence and impact Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, and to create a more equitable and harmonious society. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit advancingjustice-la.org. That's advancingjustice-la.org. Or call 888-349-9695. 888-349-9695. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk KBLA Talk 1580.
The thrill of victory. The thrill of victory. Thrill of victory.
Yeah, yeah. KBLA Talk 1580 wishes to congratulate Mayor-elect Karen Bass on her historic win as the first woman and only second African-American to serve as chief executive of the city of Los Angeles.
Congratulations, Mayor-elect Bass, and welcome back to unapologetically progressive KBLA Talk 1580.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And this is my very first interview, and I am proud that it's here.
We are proud to have you here. What do you want to say to the listeners of KBLA Talk 1580?
I want to say thank you from just, you know, I'm just full of the love that I felt every place I went in the community. And I just want the listeners to know that I promise you I won't disappoint you. I will be accessible. I will never forget where I'm from, and understand that that is my primary motivation.
Congratulations, Mayor-elect Karen Bass, holding all leaders accountable to you.
No matter who you voted for, no matter who you are or where you live, I will be a mayor for you.
We're KBLA Talk 1580.
Talk 1580.
Talk 1580. And we don't black down.
Black down. Black down.
We've got a lot to talk about. This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking with Norma Hollis, the godmother of authenticity, about the multidimensional you. We're going to continue that conversation with Norma, but first, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance, civil rights, by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Los Angeles Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. So follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit laul.org to learn more about their programs and or make a donation. Norma.
Gerald.
We're talking about that multidimensional you and me and we.
Yes.
And as you know, stuff's going on. You know, some of the issues that we're looking at today in our community, things that we thought that we had, quote unquote, overcome, things that we thought we had made the advancements beyond a certain point where we wouldn't be looking at people telling us, you know, we can't vote, you know, of all things. So all this stuff that you hear, I hear, we experience every day, how does finding or discovering or utilizing that multidimensional you help us navigate through today's issues?
That's a big question, Gerald. You know, it's, I always say, I've said for years, if the people lead, the leaders will follow. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're following rather than leading.
Gotcha.
And the following came a lot from the preschool stuff that I talked about earlier. It comes from the need to generate income. It comes from inflation and the need to generate more income. And it comes from so many things in society that as we get older, we see clearly insidious everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You can't look at any place in society now, it seems, where you don't see evidence of the systemic issues that we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And as much effort as we have put in it, I remember when Dr. King was murdered and I was in college, and how I just did not understand why would someone so doing so much good for the world be mm-hmm. murdered. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to understand that side of the world that doesn't want those things to happen, mm-hmm. that 10% that seems that of the shadow people or mm-hmm. whoever they are. Mm-hmm. And so part of my quest of understanding myself was understanding the world, understanding life. Mm-hmm. And there is so much that is hidden from us. I used to say, you know, it doesn't make sense in the world. You talk about, they're talking about family value. So a foreigner comes in town and looks up values, and all the definitions of values talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the idea you have is that family values is family money,
mm-hmm.
but it's something else.
Right.
But, you know, you have to live it to expect it to move forward. Now, as hard as we're working here, you've got the other side working just as hard to take the things that have happened in society and turn them negative.
Right.
For example, I walk around, I see all these young babies that are walking around, and I see them at restaurants with their parents, and all they're doing is looking in the phones.
That's it.
And playing the games, or so engrossed in that video
device.
Thing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a game or a fantasy, and the fantasies now are violent.
Yes.
I remember when I directed preschool programs I started in the 70s. Yeah, I've been around a while. So, and then from the 70s when I started to the late 80s when I left, there was a massive change in the energy of the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I now understand that massive change had to do with the introduction of internet. Because when internet came in, the slower pace that we made decisions, that we learned things, we didn't have access at the split second
mm-hmm.
for more information.
Right.
We didn't have videos changing scenes and causing our brains to move so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the adjustment for children, I can't imagine what it's going to be 20 years from now, because
right.
they're not even getting that much personal interaction. You know, parents put them in front of the TV or in front of the computer or in front of the games or something
mm-hmm.
to keep them occupied
exactly.
so they can do what they need to do and not be bothered.
Exactly.
But what's that doing to the minds, to the purpose, to the understanding, to the spirituality? I mean, even kids from my early childhood background that parents try to teach to read early so my kid can be so smart.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your child's spiritual connection?
Mm-hmm.
Children get their character and their basic connections in the first 5 years of life.
Absolutely.
And if you spend that time trying to teach them to read, taking them away from what's natural,
mm-hmm.
it's natural to look at pictures. You know, you go back to Egyptians and mm-hmm. hieroglyphics. That's
mm-hmm.
how we were as
right.
natural human beings. And reading takes us in another area.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I say to parents, our grandparents of children who are 2 to 4 particularly,
mm-hmm.
is to write down and record everything they say, especially what's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they first learn to speak, they're talking about what they remember before they came.
Right.
And they may tell you right then what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they get 4, when they're reading, they're taken out of the right side of the brain to the left side, which is not as natural, and they forget all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important to recognize that time, to recognize and allow children to be themselves and look at what their gifts and talents are and help to develop those talents. That's the true them, rather than trying to tell them when they're older to get a job because it's the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have what they said at 2 and 4, and they're now 12, and you look at what they said then, you have clues for what they were born to do
mm-hmm.
and help them make a decision of their life based on that.
And you mentioned the video.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's the world that we're in, the metaverse, whatever you want to call it. And it appears to be scientific advancement. It appears to be an elevated form
mm-hmm.
of technology.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really think about it, it's an elevated form of mind control. Because
yes.
if you really think about these video games, and I've never played one. I couldn't, if you put a thing in my console.
They
in my
are
hand,
addicting. You're addicting
know.
Counselor. You,
I,
they are addicting.
Well, I was about to say that when I was in training to become an addiction counselor, that was one of the things in the book, you know, mm-hmm. video games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's areas of the world, Thailand being one of them, where the kids get so addicted that if the parent takes their game away, and this is documented, so look me up, folks. Don't take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
The parents who took the games away from kids were found dead in their beds for not giving their kids back their games. This happens right now.
Dead from what?
Their child killed them because they took their game and wouldn't give it back.
The parent, the child killed the parent.
And that's addiction. That's how dependent they have become on these games. Now, parents, don't take all the games away from your kids. What I'm saying, or grandparents, because you're the one that's buying them now. You know, I'm not saying, you know, to deprive them of of modern technology, but I'm saying there has to be something else. There has to be a time, a downtime from
yes.
that, just like there's a downtime from anything.
You want to develop a different dimension.
Exactly.
You're developing a dimension that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. And we don't yet know what doing that, we have some of. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
So we're getting evidence now of what this video addiction that we're putting, that we're giving to kids.
Giving to kids.
We're addicting them. And that's not authentic. It's not helpful.
And we're addicting ourselves. I mean, how many of you listening, and call in and tell us at 800-920-1580, how many of you listening have driven 10 miles back home to get your cell phone? You were halfway to your destination.
Yeah,
and you turn around home, went back home to get it.
Or get stuck on a game,
mm-hmm.
on a video game. I mean, mm-hmm. how much money are you putting into games, too? That's the other thing. You know, it's just different ways. There's always ways to suck you in.
Yeah. So, you know, modern technology is great. Advancements are great. Higher education has always been a key to helping people become whatever it is they choose to become. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to what's inside of us. What's that special something that God gave you and only you to do? Because if you can do that and make a living doing it, now you got something.
You can do it and make a living.
You can do it.
It's not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be as profitable and as dependable as the corporate job is.
Mm-hmm.
But doggone it, life is just a lot happier.
It is.
And you don't grow old as fast. You don't get as sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're more controlled of your day-to-day experiences and your life and your long-term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff, Norma. We're going to continue our conversation on the multidimensional you when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Will Smith opens up about the infamous Oscar slap. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News. As a guest on The Daily Show, Will Smith opened up to Trevor Noah about the incident with the Oscar host and comedian Chris Rock at this year's Oscars. Will Smith, who won his first Academy Award later that night, was promoting his forthcoming film, Emancipation, when he spoke with Noah about what life has been like since the shocking incident.
That was a horrific night, as you can imagine. There's many nuances and complexities to it, but at the end of the day, I lost it. And you just never know what somebody's going through. Not that, you know, justifies my behavior at all. We just got to be nice to each other, man. The thing that was most painful for me is I took my heart and made it hard for other people. I understood the idea where they say hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. I'm Maisha Cairo, and that's your K-Black Minute News.
At Cedars-Sinai, we're honored to be named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation in U.S. News & World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll. We're also proud to be named number one in six specialties in Los Angeles. Thank you to our physicians, nurses, academic leaders, and thousands of other team members who bring their best to Cedars-Sinai every day. Learn more about our top-ranked care at cedars-sinai.org.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
Broadcasting live from Lombard Park, USA. Welcome back to your home for unapologetically progressive radio. KVLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're having a conversation today about the multidimensional you and me with Norma Hollis, the godmother of authenticity. We're going to continue that conversation, but first, I want everybody to know that Urban Family Focus is brought to you in part by Cedars-Sinai. Cedars-Sinai was named the number one hospital in California and the number two hospital in the nation by U.S. News and World Reports. To learn more about their top-ranked care at cedars-sinai.org. That's cedars-sinai.org. So, Norma, we're talking about multidimensional you, and, you know, which the foundation is authenticity. And I know from talking to you over the years and just from our conversation today that some of the qualities that come out in authenticity is people tend to be selfless, you know, tend to want to give up that act, so to speak, and move into their personal selves. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the benefits. But tell us, what are the big benefits that you've recognized while you've been doing this work for all this time?
Well, you know, I ask my clients all the time, what's the value that they're getting? And the number one word that I get from all of them is freedom, that they feel a sense of control of their lives. They feel a sense of understanding themselves more. They feel more clarity about what their next steps are and what they're really on the planet for. So we kind of reveal all of that as they step into their authenticity. I have several different programs that I take people through. I'm just going to give you the right now, giftfromnorma.com. Mm-hmm. If you and I invite you to go to giftfromnorma.com and join us every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And it's a free event where we take you deeper. You know, we do it's a networking event. Mm-hmm. So you're meeting people with the same mindset. But it's not networking to build your business or to make more money or to do marketing. It's networking to understand yourself more. Mm-hmm. So we're going through these nine dimensions, these dimensions of who you are, and telling you a little bit about what they mean, and then putting you in small groups to meet other like-minded people and talk about that and talk a little and reflect a little bit on your life. We don't take time in today's society to reflect and assess ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're so busy doing, meeting schedules, meeting deadlines, you know, filling up our calendars and doing things, but not taking time to examine what we've done, mm-hmm. and to reassess it and to reevaluate it and to modify it. And that's what a well-lived, meaningful, fulfilling life does, is you take time and you look at, well, what did I do last week? What did I do today? How can I do it differently? What, you know, what am I learning from this? Mm-hmm. We just keep going. So slowing down a little bit, because the rat wheel, as we call it, just keeps getting faster and faster. Mm-hmm. So it's important to slow down and really connect with yourself.
Yeah. One of the things is, as we've been talking today, that, and I'm speaking for myself, but I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, when you step out there, mm-hmm. you know, on faith, mm-hmm. you know, there's a feeling of vulnerability, mm-hmm. that comes, you know. And I think what you're doing with the authenticity movement and especially this multidimensional getting to yourself, you know, it seems like it can make you more comfortable, or you have to find some comfort in that vulnerability. You can't let it shake you. So give me some feedback on how to be more comfortable with being vulnerable.
That's an excellent question. And it is a personal decision. And it does, the foundation of it is faith, for mm-hmm. sure. I stepped out in 1996, and I didn't really have a big plan. I just, you know, Spirit said do it, so I did it. And it hasn't been easy. It's been tough, but it has. I've been committed to it, and I've watched it unfold. My understanding of life, the wisdom that I've gained, the people that I've helped, the way that I can help others, and the way I have myself positioned for the rest of my life, is I couldn't have done it in any other way. Because mm-hmm. when you're tied to someone else's dream, someone else's view of what your life should be like, you know, you're kind of stuck. And you really want to step into your own authenticity, to mm-hmm. what's really right for you. There's no other way to really satisfy and live a well-lived life. You know, the number one regret of people in nursing homes is that they live their life to someone else's definition,
right,
and not to their own. And exactly. You don't want to be at that point.
Speaking of living your life to your own definition, we only have a minute here, but tell us something that you want people to know that will help them connect with their multidimensional authentic self.
Well, authenticity and all of this starts in your inner voice, and it's your ability to listen to and respond to your inner voice. So if you're not aware of how to do that, think about three things you ask yourself every single day. You ask yourself, what time is it? What am I going to wear? And what am I going to eat? And you often ask that more than once. So examine how the answer comes to you. Does it come to you as a thought, as a feeling, as an emotion, as a rolling through the rushes in your gut, in a vision, in a memory, in a taste in your mouth? And when you examine and see how it comes, then you have a clear idea of how your voice speaks to you. And then pay attention when that happens. Yeah, and listen and trust it.
Pay attention, y'all, and we're going to pay attention to the multidimensional you when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Health is wealth, and Medicare and Covered California's open enrollment for medical insurance is here. RHJ Insurance Agency can help you find affordable rates and the plan that's just right for you and your family. Call 562-204-6120 for your free quote. Don't leave your health to chance. Open enrollment is here, and affordable coverage is just a phone call away. Call 562-204-6120 for your free quote and get the coverage you need. Go to www.rhjins.com.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Stop the violence. Increase the Peace Foundation is a nonprofit community-based organization dedicated to fostering peace while mitigating violence in our society. Established in 1993, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace has provided a wide variety of assistance to thousands of youth, families, and victims of violence over the past three decades, including intervention services, conflict and dispute resolution training, grief counseling, and victims advocacy. In addition, the foundation offers an array of classes focused on anger management, domestic violence, parenting, substance abuse, and more. To make a donation or to access services, call 323-445-8620. That's 323-445-8620. Or visit www.increasethepeacefoundation.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation, or concluding our conversation, should I say, with Norma Hollis, the godmother of authenticity. And we're talking about the multidimensional you and living that authentic life, giving up that act, getting comfortable with being vulnerable, you know, doing it for you and not for somebody else, focusing on the connection, not the possession, being humble, acting, not reacting, and giving love first and embracing your imperfections. Those are authentic things to do. Norma, tell us that last nugget of information you want us to know before we get out of here. We got a couple of minutes here.
Well, I want to give some comfort to those of you who have anxiety because of what you feel you should be doing and when. And I've always been quoting this article that I'm told, or this research that I'm told, was done by the New England Journal of Medicine. I've recently learned that it's not exactly their work, but from my life experience, I still believe it, so I'm going to share it with you. And that information is that the most productive decades of life occur after the age of 50. So all of you that are young, in 20s especially, that think that by 30 it's supposed to be all okay, you're supposed to be wealthy and on your way, that's a bunch of malarkey, because it really takes a long time. In the 20s is when you're really understanding your own values, because you just left your parents' home, 20 years of their values or whoever was raising you, and now you got to figure out what life means for you. In the 30s, you're really trying it out, and by 40s, you're saying, okay, I kind of get it. And then by the 50s, you're really beginning to roll. So the research that I would quote said that the most productive decade was the 60s, 60 to 70. Mm. The second most productive is 70 to 80, and the third is 50 to 60, and the fourth is 80 to 90. Now, they've since said that this is not a true article, a true research, but I'm going to tell you from my experience, and I'm in one of those most productive decades.
we are. In one
yes,
of those.
Indeed. I would definitely support that everything before 50 is kind of practice. So mm-hmm. when you practice, don't be afraid to fail, but fail forward.
Right.
Fail and learn from your lessons. Reflect and assess them so you can grow from them. So just remember about the how you listen to yourself and that, and go to giftfromnorma.com. I look for people that I can coach, that I can help with speaking, and that I can teach them my system so you can teach it to others or coach it to others.
Norma, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us today. What you said makes sense to me because I know that your brain isn't fully developed until you're 25.
That's right.
So the older you are, the smarter you can become and the more experience that you have. Norma, yeah. We've had a great time this morning.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us. We invite you to join us next Saturday here on Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. Black Lives Matter is next. This is Not a Drill. See you next week.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your destination.